News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
I'm joined now by Owen Curry, who is, of course, the editor of Travel Extra. And Owen is with us because the Irish Aviation Authority has proposed cutting Dublin Airport's maximum passenger charge from €10.39 to €8.85. And the main stakeholders involved have reacted, as you might imagine. Dublin Airport has said, hang on, how are we meant to do all that we want to do if you cut what we can charge passengers going through the airport? And Ryanair has said, great that you're cutting, cut more. Oh, and it doesn't seem to be, though, that they are just cutting. They are cutting and incentivizing. If Dublin Airport makes its targets, it can get more money in its fees.
Absolutely, Anton, you've just summed it up. I want a maximum charge of €8.85 per passenger. The DA was looking for €11.14, so €2 in the difference. But the DA was, or €1.50 in the difference, but the DA was actually looking for €2 more. So it's effectively a €3.50 hit per passenger for the DA, very unhappy with it. And as you say, Ryanair happy, or as happy as Ryanair ever are, because they're also throwing in all sorts of rejoinders that DA is spending too much. What the narrative, the background to all of this is, Ryanair saying repeatedly, Dublin Airport are just building marble halls, not caring about the cost that is going to land on the passenger. Dublin Airport saying, no, this is basic infrastructure. We get it in the neck if people are queuing too long at security. It's happened in 2022. They were hauled in front of the Oireachtas committee, and we need to keep investing. If we're going to grow our passenger numbers, which they're projecting around 3.4% a year, we need to keep investing. That's where the debate lies. It's still open till September, Anton, but it's very, very hard to overturn a directive from the IAS firm as the one we got yesterday.
Now, explain one bit of this to me. When you look at the direct impact on any individual passenger, saving £3 on your total ticket cost, I would have thought is so marginal as to be negligible. But when you add all of that together for every passenger that goes through Dublin Airport, it becomes millions and millions of an impact to the airport. So what's the IAA's logic in reducing it? Do they think it'll increase passenger footfall?
Well, the passenger footfall will go up, and the passenger charge will, by its nature, deliver something short of 2 billion. The problem is Dublin Airport are saying that 2.4 is the minimum and nearly 4 billion is the max, is what we really need to spend. There are bits falling off. Well, that's overstating it, but Terminal 1 is built in the 70s, and like all of those buildings, really needs investment. There's lots of things that need to be done. The way oil fuel is managed, jet fuel, that became an issue this summer. The way jet fuel is managed at the airport is chaotic. Lots of trucks coming in. There's loads of things can be done. There's a famous tunnel that Michael O'Leary gets very animated about that they wanted to build to deliver fuel more securely and more efficiently to airlines. So there's loads of things that in the shopping list for the IAA, they need to build a little bit of a pier south of Terminal 2 and another one north of Terminal 1 to cope with the gates. And anybody who is in the Ryanair gates over the last couple of summers, particularly late in the evening, will need no introduction to how stressed all of that becomes. That's the sort of investment Dublin Airport is saying. The IAA is saying, we're giving you, because the passenger numbers will come up, there'll be money coming in. And as you say, they have incentivized on delivering. So it's that sort of standoff every year. Every time the charges come up, Dublin Airport doesn't get what they want. And what has been a little bit different is that increasingly the IAA has been leaning towards the airlines, Ryanair leading the charge, but many of the other 40 airlines also agreeing. Not all of them, by the way, because some of them are saying that we need the services in Dublin Airport to be a lot better than what we're getting across everything, gates, baggage, desks, all of those sort of things that need to be done in a modern airport. There's another aspect to this, Anton. Dublin say, we are not Beauvais. We're more like Charles de Gaulle. We're not Stansted. We're more like Heathrow. So they want to be regarded as a capital city airport in sort of the top 10 in Europe, or which they are if you could put in their way they transfer customers to North America. And they look at airports like Edinburgh, which charges €20 a passenger, and say, we need to be a little bit higher, not up as high as that, but we need to be a little higher than where we are. We're not, we're being dictated to almost by a low cost airline.
Owen, thank you. Owen Corrie, editor of Travel Extra. And unsurprisingly, we did put in a request for spokespeople from both the Irish Aviation Authority and the DAA to join us this morning, and neither were forthcoming, though the DAA did send us a statement saying the DAA is disappointed by the IAA's draft determination, which risks undermining the progress that has been made in Dublin Airport. And they go on to say they'll consider the determination in full and will respond to the IAA ahead of its consultation deadline of Friday, September 18th, before the publication of the final decision.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.